The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Afyomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Afyomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Eruvin brought to you from Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Samach Gimel. And we're holding right at the last line of Samach Beit Amud Beit. So we were in the middle of the sugya of Moreh Halacha Bifnei Rabbu, and we said that even Beyata Bekutcha, Rav Chisda refused to be Meira as long as Rav Huna was alive. And because of that, we said even if it's a Psak Halacha, like in Megillat Tanit, or something that everybody knows, it's usher to be meira. Surprisingly, the Gemara goes on to say that Rav Chisda was uri b'kafri b'shnei de Rav Huna. So Rav Chisda actually gave a hora in the town of Kafri, despite the fact that Rav Huna, who lived in Pumbedita, which is part of Bavel, despite the fact that he was alive. So apparently, if it's not in the same place as the Rav, it's mutter. But we're going to see later on, and Tosfos points out that clearly we have to say, based on the Gemara later on, that this is only because Rav Chisda was actually a Talmud Chover of Rav Huna, which means that although he started off as a Talmud or had learned things from him, he gradually became the same level of Yeda and Chochma as Rav Huna, but still had to be Noyeg, the din of a Talmud. However, there was a kula, and the kula is that if it's shelo b'mekomo, if he is this on the darga of his Rebbe, his erstwhile Rebbe, so then he becomes a Talmud Chaver, and because of that, he's allowed to be Meira as long as it's a different city. And Rav Hamnuna was Uri Becharta de Argis while Rav Chisda was alive. That's Rav Chisda was his Rebbe, for the same reason. Now, Ravina once was Sar Sakina Baba. He once, remember that there's a takana that you're supposed to show the sakin shchita to the chacham at the beginning of the shchita of the day. And they brought it to Ravina, and he was in Bavel. And despite the fact that Rav Ashi, who was his Rebbe, lived in Matamachasi, which is also part of Bavel, he nonetheless accepted that he could be Raya the sakin. Rav Ashi was wondering why he did it. Amalei Rav Ashi, my time of it, Marachi. Why did you do that? Amalei, well, why not? Rav Hamnuna, after all, was Uri Becharta de Argis, and the only reason he did it, even though it was B'Shneider of Chisda, was because he was actually not in his place. Amalei said Rav Ashi, well, that's not how I heard this story. I was told lo Uri Itma, that he refused to be Bar Halacha in Charta de Argis. Said Ravina, well, both stories are true. Itmar Uri, v'itmar lo Uri. Okay, the two stories. So let me explain to you what the two stories were. While Rav Huna was alive, Rav Huna was his Rebbe Gomer. He never got to the dark of Rav Huna. So then he would not be Mer Halacha to lo Uri. But Bishah, that Rav Chisda was alive, who was also his Rebbe, but since he had become a Talmud Chover of Rav Chisda, so he said, okay, if it's Shalom b'mekomo, he will be Meira. So B'Shnei de Rav Chisda, the Talmud Chover delay, then he was Ori. V'ananami, and I, Ravina, am a Talmud Chover to you, Rav Ashi, because now I am on the same Madrega as you are. And therefore I felt, since it's not in the same city, that it's mutter for me to be Raya the Sakim. Amar Rava Tzurba Mirabana Chazila Nafsha. It is mutter for a Talmud Chacham not to have to show the Sakim to anybody because he could be mutter for himself. That's not the same as being mutter halacha b'fnei Rabbo. He just handles it on his own and it doesn't impact the covet of the Rav. Now once happened that Ravina came to Mechuza and Aiti Ushpazichle Sakina V'kamachvile. Comes along the owner of the bread and breakfast that he was staying at and wanted to do shchita, and he shows him the knife. Omar lei, so Ravina said, excuse me, Zilam Tayel Rava, Rava is the rabbi in town. You can't show me this knife in Mechuza. Omar lei, so the guy who owned the bread and breakfast said, What? Lo sova lo mar hadiyom arava tzurbin mirabona chazi lo nafshe? Don't you hold that you're allowed to see a sakin for yourself? I'm just showing you this knife because I intend to do shchita for you. I'm going to feed you whatever I'm going to shecht. So you could look at it just for yourself. We're not doing a business. Amalei, what do you mean not doing a business? I pay you, buddy, for staying in your bed and breakfast. Which means for all intents and purposes, you're a butcher shop. I don't care whether it's a butcher shop, a hotel, or whatever. But you're not doing it for me. You're doing it for you. Then I'm buying the meat from you. I'm sorry. Amalei, I'm a mizban zavina. I'm a customer. A customer is not called l'nafshe. Now, once happened that Rabbi Eliezer Mihagrunia and Rabbi Abba Bar Tachlifa happened to come to Beir Rav Acha, Breder of Ika, and it was in the town where Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was the Rav. And he was an older, very respected Rav, as we'll see. So, boy Rav Acha, Breder of Ika, Lamevet Lu Ika Latilta. Rav Acha, Breder of Ika, now this is not Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha, Breder of Ika, lived in the town of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and he wanted to make a third-born ego, which is a very chosh of a meat, for Rav Elazar Mihagrunia, and Rav Acha Bar Tachlifa. So he brings the sakin to show it to his guests, Rav Elazar, Rav Abba. Omar lo Rav Acha Bar Tachlifa, aren't you in the town of the old rabbi, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov? I mean, so leichus le'lesaba, should we not be concerned for the covet of the elder? So he said, look, that's not a problem, because that you're allowed to see a sakin if it's just for yourself, and he's bringing the sakin simply to do shechita for us as a gift. He's not charging us. We're staying by him. He wants to make an igla tilta. What's the difference?
But it's not his rebbe.
What?
The saba is not his rebbe.
But it's the rav of the town, and that's okay. The chokham. You're for sakin is miyuchad. So Chozi, Rav Elazar indeed looked at the sakin, passed on the sakin v'yanish, and he was punished minashemayim v'yanish Rav Elazar Mihagrunia. What? Why was he punished? He didn't do anything wrong. I thought Amar Rava Tzumim Rabbanan Chozi l'nafshe. Yeah, but you know, didn't we just explain why is he Chozi l'nafshe? Because you're not making an issue out of it. It's in private, right? But over here, someone raised the question. Don't we have to worry about the covet of the Rav? Once somebody raises the question, you can't say, well, it's mutter, it's for me. Then already it's insulting. So they shouldn't have raised the question. But once they did, this was no longer mutter. I don't know what's going on, Bobby. It just looks like they're just taking over like hordes.
Yeah.
Well, you can always sit on this side. It's closer to my left hand. That's, So Shani Atan Dat Chila Bichvado, that's one possibility. Yeah, so nice of you to bring the coffee. The other approach is Shiny Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the Muflag. That this was not a normal case. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was an extremely old and well-known Chacham. And there was a much greater difference. Muflag means a greater difference between him and the people that we're dealing with. We talk about Muflag Bedoro, which has special halachas, which very often you don't have in a dor at all, a Muflag Bedoro. A Gadol Bedoro, not a Muflag. A Muflag means outstanding. It's like in a different league. It's in a different league. This din of Raya La'atzbei does not apply when there's a Muflag that's in charge of the city. And he is a Muflag.
Then you have to show it to the Muflag?
Yeah. Then it's all bets are off there. Omar Rava, you should know that all of this discussion about not being Mura Halacha b'fnei Rabba, if you see somebody doing an Isser, then you are Mukhuyev to be Mafrish Misura even right in front of the Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't see it or doesn't respond. Lafrusha Misura afil b'fanav shapir dami. Even right in front of him, forget about in the same city or within three parsaot and so on. And there was a maisa where Ravina, we've talked a lot of stories over here, Ravina. Ravina was once Yatif Kameda Rav Ashi, and he was right in front of him. And he sees a guy, this was on Shabbos, he sees a guy who's tying up his chamor to a palm tree, Betzinata B'Shabbat. So Roma Beikala, he says, hey, cut that out. V'lo Ashkech Beik, he says, you're not allowed to use the Ilana Shabbos. Guy paid no attention to him. Omar Leila Avi Gavra B'Shamta, I'm putting you into Nidui. Omar Lay. So afterwards, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, did I do the right thing? Or is that a chutzpah? Ki hai gavna. Does that look like hefkeres? That it's like a chutzpah? Well, Malay Rav Ashi said to him, absolutely not. Shlomo HaMelech writes, Ein chokhma ve'ein tevuna ve'ein etza l'neged Hashem, which implies that kol makom sheish bo chilul Hashem, ein chokim kavod l'rav, there's no chokhma in the Rav, there's no tevuna in the Rav, we're dealing with chilul Hashem, forget about it. Well, my Rava, the din is that even though we said over here that there's a difference, there's no difference, unless it's a Talmud Chaver, there's no difference whether it's Befanav or whether it's a Shalom Befanav, but there's a difference in the Chumrah, not a difference in the Iser. So Befanav, if somebody's Meira Halacha, not only is it Osir Lahorot, but if he does, he's Chayev Mita Bidei Shemayim, of course. And he's not referring back here to this, what we just had about Afrusha Misura. That is not included at all in the Dinim of Kavod HaRav. But getting back to the Dinim of Kavod HaRav, the Zechi of Misa Bidei Shamayim, in a case where one is Meira Halacha, but if it's Shalom Befanav, even though it's Osir, there's no Chi of Mita. There's not. Shalom Befanav, lo. But Tanya, don't we have a Braita that says that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Lomeitu b'nei Aharon ad sho'oru halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabba. That Nadav Avihu died only because they were Meir Halacha in front of Moshe. What was the whole story over there? My Dorush. They said, look, it says in the Pasuk, V'natnu b'nei Aharon HaKohen Eish al HaMizbeach. Why do they have to put Eish al HaMizbeach? The fire comes down in HaShemayim, which is what happened on Yom HaShemini. So they said, you see from here, that afal pi she'esh yored et ben hashamayim mitzvah lavim en adyot. You don't take that esh for granted. You're mechuyev to bring esh. So they went ahead and they brought that esh. Yet the Torah calls it esh, that it's an esh zara. So, but it's a true halacha. So what did they do wrong? Apparently, all they did was that they said it in front of Moshe. Nobody has their opinion. V'talmid achad ayalo l'Reb Eliezer. There's once a mice of a particular Talmud who was Meir HaHalach in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer went home and he mentions to his wife, her name was Ima Shalom, Ishto, you know, I'd be very surprised if that kid lives through the year. In the end, he died that year. So his wife says to him, Amrala, how the heck did you know it? Are you a Hasidic Rebbe? Naviata. Amarla, no. Lo Navi Anochi, lo Ben Navi Anochi. Elkach Mekublani. I have a Kabbalah that kol amorel achabifnei rabo chayav mita. So I didn't see any way out of it. V'yomar Rabba Barbachana Rabbi Yochanan. By the way, I happen to personally know that whole story. The name of the Talmud in question is Yehuda ben Guria, and he was three parsaot. How could that be? It says that he was mora alocha b'fanav, shore alocha b'fanav, right? So wasn't it b'fanav having? It was, yeah. But it says Shalosh Parasot. Make up your mind that when it says Rachok b'meno Shalosh Parasot, that he lived 3 miles away. Other girsa is that Mikomo, which just makes more sense because we have to stick it in. So the girsa actually says Mikomo haya Shalosh Parasot, and that's what it means. So who needs that? So my nafkala mina. Isn't that part of the din? Who cares where he lives? I mean, does it matter where he lives? V'latayme. Let me ask you something. Does it matter what his name is? And I'm coming to tell you, his name was X. His father's name was Y. And he lived in a town 3 miles away. You don't understand that I'm telling you a story? I'm not telling you a halacha. So why am I telling you this story? Ela shalotomar mashal haya. Like these people say, yeah, there was a Tom, you know, it would have been that way if it really happened, but it didn't really happen. So I'm giving you the details. You should know, I know where he lived, I know his name, I know his family. This is a real nice. Omer Chiyabar Avam Reb Yochanan, Kol Amore Alachab Yifnei Rabo, Ro'ui LaHakishon HaChash. A guy who gives a Horah is basically a Poreh together, and therefore a Nachash should bite him. Now, where do we see Beferish that he's Ro'ui for such a thing? Ah, beautiful dear. Shinema. Here they're all sitting, all the Chachmei Hador are sitting in front of Iyov, and Eliyahu ben Barachel, who is the youngest of the group, comes his time, supposed to respond. So he says, listen, gentlemen, Tzair ani liyamim, I'm just a kid. V'atem yeshishim, you're older people. Al kein zachalti, because of that, I am crawling, basically. I fear to express an opinion in front of you. This lashon of al kein zachalti is a lashon of snakes, because it says chamat zochalei afar. So chamat zochalei afar is the slithering poison of the snake. So you see, he uses the word zochel because he's being merames. If I don't ask rishus from you to speak, I'm not going to open my mouth. Ziri, Amar Rebbe Hanina, he's called a chote. Because David HaMelech says, "Ilibitzafati imratecha." I keep the Torah that I know inside. Laman lo echtelach. I don't want to sin by speaking up. Rav Amnuna pointed out that that's a contradiction. Because here David HaMelech says, "Ilibitzafati imratecha," that I keep it inside. And then there's another pasuk in which he says, "I ain't going to shut my mouth." Bisarti tzedek b'kahal rav, hine svatai lo echle. I will not keep my mouth shut. You couldn't get it as different as the two psukim. So, how do you explain that? Lo kasha. Kan, bizman she'ira ha'yiri kayan, David's Rebbe was ira ha'yiri. Ha'yiri is from Mishpachat Yair ben Menashe. Tosis points out that the Gemara is going to say that ira was a real kohen, not just a kohen in the sense of being a sar in the cabinet. When it says kohen to David, as we'll see. So how could he be from Menashe? So Tosfos says, we often find his mother. Now, sometimes the family is a long-term family from Menashe. She married a Kohen. Okay. Omer Baba Razavda. Furthermore, kolonotin matanotav l'kohen echad mevira av lo'olam. If you constantly give all of your matanot kuna to one person, one Kohen, then you end up bringing hunger to the world. Because what my HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this good spread around. Shinama ira haya iri haya kohen le David, which again, the Pashtus doesn't mean he was literally a kohen. It means he was an officer who gave an etzes and so on. We find also that it talks about b'nei David kohanim. I mean, they weren't kohanim. So over there, it's a lashon of sarim. But okay, the Gemara says, but if you say kohen le David, you have to explain that also kipshuta. So what does that mean? Le David le David kohen. What? How can somebody be a kohen for one person? Look, Kulei Amalo is not a kohen for the world. But it means that David made him his personal kohen. Shayam mishager lo matnotav. Every time they did shechita, they would send a matnot kohenatim. And we see, immediately after that, comes the pasuk, Vayi ra'av, v'mei David shalosh shanim, that there was a ra'av. Now, even though, because of other reasons, okay, we have to say that it's not because of the Sha'ul problem, but because it's both together. So you say, basically, it's both of them regarded. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Moridino to Migdulato. Meir Alakha b'fnei Rabo ends up losing his position. Shenema? Vayomer, Elazar HaKohen El Anshei HaTzava. Elazar speaks and he teaches the Dinim of Giulei Nochrim about the Kelim called the Vashiavo Ba'esh. He teaches us to the people that are coming back from the war with Midian. Now, he said to them, Hafagav Di Omerlo, you should know Ashetziva Hashem Lo Moshe. He says that the Farish doesn't take any credit for himself. And he makes it very clear, gentlemen, it was not me who heard this. Lachi Abba Tziva, Tilo Tziva. This mitzvah from Hashem is what Ashetziva Hashem at Moshe. I didn't hear it. I'm only quoting Moshe. Nonetheless, we know that he was punished. Where? Afilo Lachi Iyanish, to lose his Hashivut. Because you see, when Yehoshua was appointed, it says, V'lifnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod, V'sha'alo b'mishpat ha'urim. So even though Yehoshua is appointed to be the new president, but he has to stand to ask Urim V'tumim in front of Elazar. Anywhere in Yehoshua, does that happen? Never happens. How do you explain that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Gedula to Elazar that Yehoshua should be dependent on him, and it never happens. When Hashem gives Gedula to a person, it means that this is what's meant to be, but
Yehoshua didn't make use of him.
Never. Blashkan Yitzchak Yehoshua. Yehoshua never stood in front of Elazar. Must be that they were Minash Mayim. They took away the gedula that had been given to him because of the fact that he didn't wait for Moshe to be mitzvah on Yulei Nochrim. He didn't suggest the Moshe to be mitzvah. Omer Reb Levi called the motiv Mila Kame Rabbe Ozil Lishol Below Vlad. Somebody who says a dvar halacha in front of his Rebbe, ends up going to the grave without children. Shenema Vayan Yehoshua ben Nun Misharet Moshe Mibachurav. Here comes the best of Moshe's Talmidim. And with the story of Eldad Umeidad, he didn't like what they were saying, that Moshe's going to die. And So, and that Yoshua is going to be the one who's going to be Machlis Yisrael Oretz. So he shouts out Adonim Moshe, get rid of these characters. What is he giving Eitzes to Moshe? Ruchtiv. And we find in the history, in the Reayonim of the families, so it says, Nun Beno, Yoshua Beno, and there's nothing after that? So apparently none of the children? Who pleaded Rabbah Bar Papa?
Your daughters.
That's not Beno, it's Ben Abunim. And this explanation for the loss, or for the fact that he didn't have any bonim, Rabbi Yeshua argues with Rabbah Bar Papa, who says it has nothing to do with Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabbo. This was the protection of the covet of his Rebbe. So that's not called Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabbo. The reason that he was punished was Lo Ne'anash Yehoshua L'Bishvil should betel it Yisrael Laila Echad Mipir Yavaribya. He made it impossible for B'nai Yisrael to have sex for one night. And because of that, he didn't have any children. How is this? Here is Yoshua. He lifts up his eyes, and there's this frightening image in front of him. Yoshua says to him, I don't know who you are, what you are. So the Malach answers him, Lo, Yani Sar Tvashem Atabati. I have come now. Mashmah that there was something else that I could have come. So what were the two things? So he said to him, listen, what kind of business is this keeping things around here? This was talking about the war around Yericho. And Lamaisa, they kept up the siege of Yericho day and night. What is the chances they're going to break out of Yericho in the night? In those days, they never, until very recently, nobody would fight at night. That would be even superstition, but it's not a time in which you could see, you know what's going on. There's no data. You can't fight in the blind. So you didn't really need to keep the whole army busy around Yericho. So I don't get what you're doing. Emesh bitaltem tamicho ben arbay. So you kept everybody out, then therefore they couldn't bring the tamid. Akshav bitaltem talmud Torah. And now you're not letting anybody go to yeshiva. Everybody has to stand out here in the army. So Yoshua asked him, al eze mehem bata. So which one was the thing that you're most angry at? You see, I'm coming now. It's not because you broke the camel's back. It's because now you've really done it. So this is worse. Miyad, because of that, we find immediately afterwards, he learned his lesson. Now, we have a Kabbalah that if the Orain HaBrit is not in its place, and here its place was Gilgal, and remember, as we've explained many times from the time of Yoshua, the nature of the presence of the Orain in the Beis HaMikdash is the nature of intimacy. So all sexual intimacy is learned from the Beis HaMikdash. Even details, that is the fact that the Kohen has bells on the Me'ils, because that means you have to make sure that people know not to come into the area. The fact that the Kibbo HaShemesh, you have to know that you don't have sex in the light, and so on and so forth. The amazing halacha is that if the Shekhinah can't have intimacy because the Aron is not there, nobody's allowed to sleep with their wives. Amazing halacha. Anyone in the country is not allowed to sleep with their wives. So that's how clearly it was in everybody's mind that the Beis HaMikdash is a sexual experience. That's the pictures they used to have in the Beis HaMikdash, the pornographic pictures of copulating couples on the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, it says in there. Because it was their clarity that this is the basis of what intimacy is. I don't know. It says it in the Beis HaMikdash. It says it in the Psukim. I don't know. Maybe people weren't roy in those days. But in any event, you're talking about with the meat and the arm. I'm sorry, I thought you meant we don't find records of those pictures. No, that's not called Shlomo Makoma. That was Makoma. There was a special makom that Shlomo. That's why it's mentioned in the pasuk that this, the whole story goes. Shios is over there. Imachem, right now. Imachem masabikate. Bring the arm into a bayit asher banah Shlomo. Chazal may say that means it's the hidden chamber underground, where it won't be discovered by the goyim, but it is a special place that Shlomo HaMelech made, which was called Mikoma. Over here, it was out on the field. Tosus asks, this is brilliant. Tosus asks, but how did David HaMelech tell Uriah Achiti to go and sleep with his wife? Uriah Achiti's response is, well, the Orain Orin Bris Hashem is out on the field, and all of the soldiers are on the field, and you're telling me I should go home and have fun? You should tell me, it's usur. What do you mean? It's not inappropriate. It's completely usur. And how could David HaMelech say that? So here's Tosfos's yesod, that obviously the Orin HaBris never was taken out of its place. It was the second Orin that was taken out of its place, which was the Orin that had the Shivrei Luchas, which is mentioned, the Farish, that Moshe Rabbeinu made before Bezalel. It says, Orin Asher Asah. So there obviously was a second Orin. That Orin used to be Yotze Lemilchama. It was only around Yericho, where there was a special mitzvah over there, it said to take the Orin. So the Orin was removed from Gilgal. It wasn't in its place. Because it wasn't in its place, nobody was allowed to sleep with their wives. But Uri Achiti wasn't in those. And that's clear, by the way, from the story of the Milchama in Shiloh with the Plishtim. So the Plishtim go crazy. Oh my God, what's going to be? The Elohim Adirim. You know, the great God is out. They never brought him here before. We're never going to be able to win this war. So they were terrified of the Orin. Obviously, it had never been brought out before. Okay, and that indeed they were punished for. So why then does Uri Achit even mention the Orin, as Tosfos? Because putting it all together, it becomes already close to Osir, very inappropriate. In other words, even if the Orin, the temporary Orin, so to speak, the one with the Shivrei Aluchas, it's together with all of the soldiers, and Avdei Adonai are out on the side, I don't think it's right. So he was bringing a raya from the normal din of the Orin. The Gemara in Baba Basra, it speaks about the fact that the Luchas Vishivrei Luchas B'Menachem Barah. That, says Tosfos, is only when there was no longer war. There was once already they built a Beit HaMikdash, and they only built a Beit HaMikdash that was permanent when, as it says in the Pasuk, everything was quiet. Gotten rid of all of the media, of all of the enemies. And so because of that, there was nothing to worry about. So then they could build a Beit HaMikdash. That's really a din, by the way. You're not allowed to, you don't build a Beit HaMikdash until you destroy a Amalek. But that's part of that same halacha. So yeah, you have to have menucha. That becomes menucha when not. So therefore, this is not time. This was an unusual situation. Since he had no need to keep the Aron out that night, so it turns out nobody could sleep with their wife because of him. Therefore, he doesn't deserve to reproduce. And his own ish was he died without a son. You see from here that Gadol Talmud Torah Yoter Me'akravat Midim, because there were two things that the Malach said, I should have come for to cut off your head. And when Yoshua asked him, so which one is worse? He said, Atabat. So you see, Amalei Atabat. Amar Bruno Marav Kol HaYoshen Bekil'a She'ish V'ishto Shruim Ba Alava Katuv Omer Nishay Ami Tigarshul Mibeitanu Ge'a. Somebody sleeps in a house which makes it impossible for the owners of the house to have sex. It's a small house. They put them into a room adjacent to the bedroom. It's unpleasant for them. So that's exactly what the Pasuk is saying. You are the kind of people that would throw out the women of my people from the room of their joy. The Omer of Yosef, this is true, even if the woman can't sleep with her husband anyway, because she's ishto nida. Because it's a place of intimacy, it's a place of quiet. You're supposed to be able to, at least she could go to sleep in the room. Rava says, no, if she's ishto nida, tavol av bracha, that way they won't come to be over on an iser. Which, says the Gemara, is silly. Well, we need the guest to make sure he's not going to sleep with his wife, Zanita. And for the past 20 years, who was there watching him? Now he's got an excuse to be there. No way. Getting back to the dinim of Erevin, there was a mavoi where there was a goy by the name of Lachman, but there's another gears of Haman, Baristak, and he was ossering the use of the mavoi in everybody, obviously because you can't make an Erev with him, so they kept trying to get him to agree to rent it out with the formal rental that we discussed yesterday. He would never agree. So they were going crazy. They can't take out their baby strollers and so on. They came to Abaye. Well, I mean, is there anything we can do? Amalu, yes. It's a very simple solution. What you should do is like this. Everyone in the Mavli should be Mavata the Rishus to one individual. Right? So individual A is given the Rishus to the Mavli by everybody else who lives there. Now that individual A becomes a single Jewish home, and you don't need to rent from a goy if it's a single Jewish home. So memela, it's not a problem. Obviously, the other people of Vata Rishus can't carry, but at least anything that was there in the chotzer can be carried into the mavui, and from that home you can carry. So that's at least what you could do. So Tosfos explains. He's a single. He's a goy with a single Jew. We pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So he's a he now becomes a yochid b'makom nochri. The nochri a yochid b'makom nochri. We said yesterday that we paskin that he's not aser. We go l'kula when it comes to eruvin. Omrule. But how does that work? Midiu taimet alo shchicha the diary. Why was he mad, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Because he said it's a milta alo shchicha that a Jew, a single Jew, should live with a goy. And therefore, he wasn't goyis. I mean, over here, there's 100 Jews. So that's not a milta d'lo shchicha. You're turning it technically into one rishus, but it isn't really one rishus. There's a lot of Jews here. So v'alchol kadirik. Amalu said, Abaye, no, it doesn't matter. Because a situation like this is also milta d'lo shchicha. Whoever heard of everybody in a mavui giving their rishus to one guy? So it becomes a different milta d'lo shchicha. And a milta d'lo shchicha lo goes a barabonah, which was a really knocky kind of psak. I mean, woo! So Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, came and he said over this psak to Rava. Said, Rava, this is ridiculous. I mean, you're going to do something like that, we might as well throw Eruv out of the window, you know? I mean, in Kain bitalta torat Eruv miotom mavui. I mean, nobody who lives in that mavui, the next generation is not going to know that there's a din of an Eruv at all. They think, oh, there's no problem. The Chachamim was so makbid that it shouldn't become forgotten. No, we make an Eruv, of course. That's even worse. So then Ma'arvi, Yomru Eruv Moriel B'Makom Nachri. So then everybody's going to think, oh, yeah, they make an Eruv. No, we put out a newsletter. B'Makrazina, that you should know, we don't really rely on this Eruv. We really do this Bito. No, we said, well, of course. We put out a newsletter every week. B'Makrazina. And we say, we only carry here because we were Mavato Rishus, and of course, normally we need an Eruv. Yeah, says Rabbi, what, you put out a newsletter for the kids? Achrizat al-Adar, the kid. I mean, who's going to read the newsletter? Hello, my Rabbi, this is not a good idea. What we should do is, I got a better idea. One, that's true. One of the members of the Mavui should get close with this guy, palsy-walsy, okay? So lazel chad mina eli kariv. Get palsy walsy. Now, once you get palsy walsy with the guy, ask him if it would be okay to keep your bike in his muv, in his area, in his chad, wherever. But lisho mina duchte. Now, put your bike there. The moment that you are associated with the guy and have some rights to his rishus, even if you could hang up your jacket in order to go out and work in the garden. That guy who's a zechiro or lekito is a temporary worker. What do you call them? Pickers, seasonal pickers.
Field hands.
No,
that's a regular guy.
Yeah. So even that guy is allowed to, if he's Jewish, be mishtatef in the eruv, and that becomes this guy's rishus. It's being mishtatef there because he gave him rishus to hang up his coat. So he's giving him rishus to put in his bicycle. And or if he's a goy, he could be maaskir rishus. So then he becomes zechiro v'lekito. The omer of Yonam Shmu, afilo zechiro, afilo lekito, can give an eruv, and that's enough. So that's what you should do. That's a much better idea. And what if you had like five guys that kept the bicycle there? Or five temporary farm workers that were there? Would you have to make an eruv with each one of those guys? Saying, oh, yeshob chamisha schiro or chamisha lekito ma'am. The whole din of schiro v'lekito is we're looking for kulas. We're not looking for chumras, you know? So imam ru schiro v'lekito la'akel. We allowed you to view that as the equivalent of getting his rishus in the eruv. Now you're going to be mechadesh halacha that schiro v'lekito become real dayarim. That's silly. So schiro v'lekito la'akmer yomru. No way. Rav Chista Uri bekafri b'shnei de Ravuna. Rav Amnuna Uri becharta d'argis b'shnei de Rav Chista. Ravina v'sar sakina b'bovel, even though Rav Ashi was a mata mechasya. Omale Rav Ashi, my time of, and Mar Alchi Omale, well, Rav Amnuna Uri becharta d'argis b'shnei de Rav Chista. Omale, I thought it says lo uri itmar. Omale, no, it's two stories. Itmar uri, v'itmar lo uri. So, obviously, we need to understand both stories. B'shneider of Huna Rabbe, that was his Rav Gomer. Huda lo uri, but b'shneider of Chista, where he was a Tamid Chaver delay, then uri. And ananami Tamid Chaver demar v'vashi, of you, I am. Omarov etzumi merabonan is allowed to be chazir l'nafshe. Once Ravina was equal in Bechuzza, I te yushbezich te sakin of kamach v'lay. Omale, go take your sakin to Rava, he's the Rav here. Omale, but Rava himself said, lo sav amar adi amarav etzumi merabonan chazir l'nafshe. Omale, I'm buying the meat from you. Rabbi Elazar Me'agrunia and Rabbi Abba Bar Tachlifa once came to Rabbi Acha Breid Ravika in the town of Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov. So Rabbi Acha Breid Ravika wanted to be Mevat Lo Igla Tilta and Aite Sakina V'Komachvilu. So Rabbi Acha Bar Tachlifa said, don't we have to worry about the Rav? Look, Elechsha Saba. Omalu Rabbi Elazar Me'agrunia, no, because Achama Rava. So Rabbi Elazar Me'agrunia was Chazi, and he was Yanish. Okay, but that's only if nobody mentions it. It's a unique case, because Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was a muflag. Omar Rava, v'lav frushim yisura, filo b'fanav shapra domi. Ravina, v'yatev, kamid ravashi, chazi, lu gavet, ka'as salay l'chamre, tu etzinata on Shabbos. Roma Bekala, the guy paid no attention. Omar le la'ave, hai gavra b'shamta. Omar le, afterwards, he asks his Rebbe, he's like, hai gavna, mi mischazik afkaruta? Omar le, absolutely not. Ein chokma, v'en tvuna, v'en etzal l'neged Hashem. Kol makom shesh b'chilul Hashem, ein chokin kavod techokma and tvuna, meaning to the Rav. Omar Rava, b'fanav asur v'chayav mita. Shelo b'fanav asur, but you're not chayav mita. Shelo b'fanav lo, v'atan r'blezer amalom meitu b'nei Aaron, ad shorul achab b'fnei Moshe Rabban, my dorish, v'natnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eshal mizbeah. Omru, you see from here, ורף על פי שהאש יורדת בין השמיים, מצווה להביא אש בין העדיות, ותלמיד אחד היה לו לרב אליעזר, שהורה לך בפניו, אמר רב אליעזר, למשל המשתו, I'd be very surprised אם יוציא זה שנתו, and indeed, לא הוציא שנתו, אמרו לו, נביא אתה, אמר לו, לא נביא אנוכי ולא ואין נביא אנוכי, אלא כך מקובלני, כל המורה הלכה בפני רבו, חייב מיתן. Yom Rabba Barbar Chanam Rabbi Yochanan Oto Tamid. His name was Yudah Ben Guria, and he was Rochak Yimeno Shalosh Parsotav. What do you mean Rochak Yimeno Parsotav? Befanav Abi. Well, Rochak Yimeno Shalosh Parsot. Was it Befanav, or was it Rochak Yimeno? There's another, the other Girsa is that Mikomo, which just makes more sense, because we have to stick it in. The Girsa actually says Mikomo Haya Shalosh Parsaot, and that's what it means. So who needs that? So my nafkalamina v'latayimek. Getting back to our Girsa, v'latayimek Shmo v'shem Aviv Lama. That's stand. I'm telling you a story. Shalotobar Mashalaya. Om Reb Chia Bar Ava, Om Reb Yochanan, Kol Amorei Halacha Bifnei Rabo Roi LaKishon Nachash Shenema. Vayan Elihu ben Barach El Abuzi Vayomar Tzahir Anil Yamim Ve'atem Yeshishim Al Ken Zachalti. What's Zachalti? Same Lashon, Chamat Zochel Yafar. Zihir Yomer V'chanina Nikra Chote Shenemar Belibi Tzafanti Imratech Laman Lo Echtela. Rav Amnuna Rami, on the one hand, Dovin HaMelech says, Belibi Tzafanti Imratech. On the other hand, he says, Beferish Bisarti Tzedek Bekara Lo Kasha. Kam bezman she'ira haya iri kayam. Kam bezman she'in ira haya iri kayam. Omer Ababa Bar Zavda, once you mentioned ira haya iri, I want to point out that kol anotein matenotav lekoin echad made ira av lola. She number ira haya iri haya kohen le David. What does that mean? David would have a kohen. Lekol ayam alo. Elat means that David ayam ishagir lo matenotav. The next parak begins with vayira avi me David. Eliezer Mer, Moridino to Migdulatov, someone who's more halacha. Shinemar Vayomer Elazar Kohen, Elan Shea Tzava, Avagav de Omarlo, These are the words that were told to Moshe, meaning to my uncle, Achiyaba Tziva. Don't think Otila Tziva. Afilo Achi, he honest, Echtiv, Lifnei Elazakar in Yamod, which is a reference to Yoshua when he becomes the Nasi. Velo Ashkechan Nitzach Le Yoshua, his whole life. Must be that that Gedula was taken away from Elazar. Omre Blevi, Kolomotiv Mila, Kamerabe, Ozilish Ol Velo Vlad. Shemavayan Yoshua Benun Misharet Moshe Bibachura Vayomer Adoni Moshe Kla'im. And we find it in Rea Yamim. It says Nun Beno Yoshua Beno, and it stops at that. Upligi the Rebaba Bar Papa gives a different explanation for why Yoshua had no son. The Omer Rebaba Bar Papa Lo Nenash Yoshua Ela Beshvil Shebitelet Yisrael Laila Echad Bipiria Verivia Shemer Vayibayot Yoshua Biricho Vayisai Nava Yaruch Tiva Yomran Lo Ki Ani Sar Tzva Hashem Atabat Yomer Lo. There's two reasons. Emesh Bitaltem Tomit Shemen Abay Akshav Bitaltem Tomut Torah. שאיש ושתו שרואים בה, עליו הכתוב אומר, נשיה מי תגרשון מבית תענוגיה. מיום רב יוסף, this is even if אשתו נידה. רוב אומר, no, אם אשתו נידה, תבוא לך ברכה, which is not so. דעד הידנה, מי הנטרי? הוא מבוא דוד, הרב הלחמן בריסטק, אומר לו, אוגרלן רשותך, מיסטר גוי, לא אוגרלו. אוט, אמר לו, הבאי, what are we going to do? And then you will become a Yochid b'makom nachri. Since we pasken Yochid b'makom nachri lo aser, I'm a problem. But the whole reason was because we knew time in lo shkiach to dairi. But over here, there's hundreds of people kadairi. Almost doesn't matter because they weren't gozer below shkiach. There's another reason why it's lo shkiach. Kobet tulei rishutayo gabichad is itself a milta lo shkiachay. Milta lo shkiachay lo gazer berabonim. Also, Ravunim read the Revashua. Omer lo shmarite kamida rova. Omer lo, how can you do that? Im kein bitalta torate ruv milta mavu. You see that the chachomim was so makbid that it shouldn't become forgotten. No, we make an Erev, of course. That's even worse. So then Ma'arvi, Yomru Eruv Moyil B'makom Nachri. So then everybody's going to think, oh, yeah, they make an Erev. No. We put out a newsletter. B'machrezina, that you should know, we don't really rely on this Erev. We really do this Bito. Oh, yeah, the kids are going to read that. Achazat L'darzeke. El Amarav Lezel Chad Minayu. Then he becomes and what if there would be Chamisha Sechiro, Chamisha Lekito? Would they all need to make the Erev? So we're holding today on Nav Samach Gold. We're up to Tamid Chovah Vilayim. One-sixth of the way down. Omar Rav, Sumi Rabban Rechotzi Unnafshe. If a Tamid Chovah is alone and about to eat his own meat, he doesn't have to show the sakin to anybody, even though it's not his mokhen, and his Rav is around. That din of the covered to show sakin to a chokham is not said on a chokham atzman who can be beidik a sakin. Ravina Ikma la Mechuzan, and Ravina once came to Mechuzan, I say, Ushpazich de Sakina. So the person who was taking care of his needs, the innkeeper, brought the Sakin to Ravina, Vekomachila. And he shows it to Ravina, expecting that Ravina would accept it. The problem is that Mechuzan, of course, was the town of Rava. So Amar Le, Ravina said to him, what are you bringing it to me for? Zilam Tayul Rav, go bring it to the Rav of the town. Amar Le, so the innkeeper said to him, why am I mechuyev to bring it to Rav? Lo Savel Amar, Hod Yomar Rav Tzumim Rabbanan Chazil Nafshin. This is Rav's own minor. Rav says that if a Talmud Chacham is shachting, that he can see the sakim for himself. So this is me, this for you. See the sakim. Amar Le, Ana Mizban Zavina. He said to him, I'm not shechting for myself. If I eat from this food in your hotel, I'm paying you for the food. You're shechting, I'm not shechting. The fact that the food is for me isn't the point. The question is the animal mine? If you present the food on the table, it becomes mine when I eat it. Doesn't mean the meat that I shecht. The meat that shechted for me, I don't have to be mara a sake to the Rav of the city. Of course you have to go to Rav. Rabbi Elazar mehagrunia, Ravava bratachlifa, iklu levei Ravacha bereder of Ika. It's a little bit confusing because we have three Ravachas here. I mean, it depends what your gears is in the Rav Acha or Rav Ava, but no matter what you do, it's still a little bit confusing, especially when we have to reset all of our watches. Good morning, Sabajat. So nice to be able to greet you this way. but the weather up there on the mountain must have been tough today.
Okay, really.
You know, I only win once every couple of months. I have to milk it for all it's worth. So anyway, the according to the Girsa that appears in many places, it's Ravacha Bar Tachlifa, which gives us Ravacha Bar Tachlifa, who came to Ravacha Bereid Ravika's home, where Ravacha Bar Yaakov was the Rav. So Ravacha Bereid Ravika went ahead to make in Levad La'igat Yilsai, made him a third-born calf, which is very special food. Ayisei Sakina V'kal Machvelu. And so he brings the Sakin to Ravacha Bar Tachlifa, Ravacha Bar Tachlifa, so the them see it. Amar lahu, Rav Acha bar Tachlifa lo leichu shle lesaba. Should we not? You want to see the sakin, but don't you think it would be more appropriate to bring it to the Rav of the city who was the other Rav Acha bar Yaakov? This was Atrei Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Amar lahu, Rav Elazar mehagrunia was one of the guests that it was being made for. Hachi amar Rava, there's no need for us to go and show the sakin to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who is the Rav of the city, because tzur b'mirabonon chazil anafshei, tzur b'mirabonon tamil chocham is allowed to be ro'es sakin for himself if he's doing the shchit or pishes his meat. Chazi, and in fact, he was beidik b'sakin, v'i'anish Rav Elazar b'agrunia. And because of this, Rav Elazar b'agrunia was punished. Min ha'shamayim. Something very bad happened to Mida k'neged Mida. They saw that it was because of this. Why was he punished? V'amar Rav Atzumim Rabbana l'chazil anafshi. Isn't it halacha that he's allowed to be beidik b'sakin for himself? Shaine hatam da'atchilu b'chvado. Since somebody brought up the issue, and it obviously was a sensitive question. So he said, don't you think we ought to bring it to the Rav of the city? Once you already bring it up, then you act upon it. Mele, you're saying I don't have to think about it because I myself am a Talmud Chacham or Shecht, and that's very true. However, as in many inyanim of Kavod, it's the context that defines what's happened. The context over here is that it's a direct zilzul. If it's not brought up, it's not brought up. But when somebody brings it up and says, it's not important, then it becomes already an issue. And therefore he was punished. V'baitema. Or it may be that wasn't the reason. It may be because Rav Acha bar Yaakov was not only the Rav of the city. He was a muflag. He was so, first of all, he was very old. He was extremely, an extremely big gadol in Torah and so on. And to be in his place and to ignore him, even according to Rav's dictum, was already an act of lack of God. Omar Rav. So Rav said another thing. That as far as the din of not paskening in front of the Rav, which began this whole sugya, la frushimi sura. If a Talmud sees someone who is about to do an issur, there's no time now to get the Rav involved, then afilu bipanav shapridami, even mamish in front of the Rav, then one should say something. Ravina, yes, it came into Rav Ashi. In fact, it once happened that Ravina was standing there by Rav Ashi, and he saw someone, chazel ugabra, dekaasel elechamre betzinata b'shabata. He saw a person about to tie his donkey to a tree, to a palm tree, on Shabbat, which is also, it can be mishtamish b'ilan. Roma beikala, so he shouted at him and said, hey, you're not allowed to do that. V'loyashkechbe, he paid no attention to him. Omar leila havi haigavra v'shanta. He should be in nidui. Omar leila, then he turned to Rav Ashi and said, ki haigavda mimifzi kafkeruta. Would that appear to you to be a chutzpah, that I did this in front of you? Omar leila, in chuchma ve'in tvuna ve'in itza l'neged Hashem. The mocher of the Talmud Chacham. He has itza and he has tvuna and so on. It's not k'neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Kol makom sheyesh bo chilul Hashem, in chokin kavod l'rav. At a point where someone is about to do something which causes people a zilzul and a chumra mitzvahs and so on, then it's your responsibility to act peremptorily, not to worry
about my covenant, to worry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, Rabbi.
Did the donkey John refuse her because the rabbis in his presence?
No, he didn't take his chumras of Shabbos seriously.
Well, because it was him, or
no, because it was Shabbos. He didn't need to take the Yisra seriously. He sensed that he just didn't care. He didn't care about drop on the back.
Is that what Pinchas did in front of Moshe?
Yeah. I mean, there he asked Moshe. The Gemara says that he said to Moshe, Halo limadetenu rabbeinu v'apol aramit v'naim ponimo. And Moshe responded, Kayana dihigarta ihila evi parvanka. You're reading the letter. You should be going to carry it out. There it wasn't that he was not going to cover the measure. Omar Rava, Bifanav Asur V'chayav Mita. As far as the din is concerned in general, it's interesting. All of this was just triggered by the shayla of whether the psak, like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, was considered to be so clear that you could ask it in front of the Rav. And now we already have all of the din of elements of Kavod Rav, which we're going to have to figure out over here. Know? Why is it that Erevin is the psak that deals with the way in which one learns Erev, the concept of Simonim, how it is that we pass him, what it is that you're allowed to utilize as the Bokar of psak, what's the din of Hayrah, when can you be Mayrah, Lachab, if they rabble, what does this have to do with Erevin? Something to think about. In any event, Rava is Mechalek here, he distinguishes between Mayrah Halacha Bifnei Rabo, literally, which is Bifonav, and this, of course, was instigated by the psak, Afilo Bifonav, what we just had, that we're not Chilu Kavad Rav, Mokam Chilu Hashem. But the difference is, says Rava, that when a person is Mayrah Halacha Bifanav Bi'isur, so there's a Chiv Mita Min Hashanai. Shalom Bifanav is indeed Asur, but Eino Chayav Mita. Really? Shalom Bifanav, lo, what? You're saying that if the Rav isn't present, then there's no Chiv Mita? V'atanya Rav Eliezer Amar, lo meitu b'nei Aharon, at she'oru alacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban? That the reason that Nadav Aviyu were killed was because they pasked halacha right in front of Moshe. My dorush, v'natnu b'nei Aharon ha-kohen, eish ala mizbeach, so they said, hafa pisha eish yoredet v'na shamayim, mitzvah la'vi min ha-hedyot. The Talmid Echad, so far it doesn't prove anything. Okay, but that was in front of Moshe. The Talmid Echad, Ayalo v'Rav Eliezer, Shora Alacha Bifanav, and Rebbe Eliezer came home that night and told his wife, whose name was Yimash Shalom, that Tumeyanim Yotzi Zeshinato, I would be amazed if this kid lives through the year. Velo Zeshinato, he ended up dying. Amrala, so Yimash Shalom asked her husband, Rebbe Eliezer, what, Navi Ata? What did you, why did you feel that that guy was going to die? And indeed he died this year, when you're Navi. Amalo, lo Navi Anochi, velo Ben Navi Anochi, please, let's not exaggerate. Next thing they'll be coming to me for brochas. Elekach Mekublani, kol hamore halacha bifnei rabo, chayav mita. Kabbalah, it's halacha like anything else. I felt if he's chayav mita, he doesn't do anything about it. And he seems to be mezalfo in it, that he's not going to live out the year. V'yomer rabba bar v'chon om Reb Yochanan. Tot Talmid Yehuda ben Gurya Shema. The name of that Talmud was Yehuda ben Gurya. V'hayarachok mimenu shalosh parsaot. He was three parsaot away. Okay, so then you see Rebbe Eliezer took for granted that this Talmud would be chayav mitam, even though he's three parsaot away, which is not considered to be bifnei rabo. So why did Rava say that the kach mekublani, the chayav mitam, an hora'a bifnei rabo is only bifanav mamash, and here Rebbe Eliezer says bifnei rosh, that's not the case. So we see that there's a chayav mitam even shalom bifanav. Says the Gemara, no, it was bifanav. He was bara alacha bifnei Rebbe Eliezer. But it just said he rachok mimenu shalosh parsaot. Come on, I thought it says he was three parsaot away. No, three parsaot away is his address, not where he was meira. So tell you, who cares what his address is? I'll ask you, so who cares what his name is? And who cares what his father's name is? We have to say his name is Yudabar, but who cares? Ella, what's the pshat? Well, tell you, Shmo v'shem aviv lama. Ella shalotumar mashal haya. The reason that we give you the details is because a lot of these stories are apocalyptic stories. And Maisa, we know how the Maisa. Somebody came, you know how it is. And so we'd say over the stories, you'd say we made up a mashal so that you should take it seriously. But it's amazing that you see from here that that is common. You can't take a story seriously because it's a story. So even in the Gemara, they have to say over the... Look, wait a second. The guy lived three parsaot. His name was Yehuda. His father name was Gurya. This is a serious story. I'm giving you the detail. It means you can actually be serious on it. But as far as where the event took place, that wasn't coming to be discussed. So there, Rava held the story happened. It'd be funny. That's a big lesson. I mean, listen, the whole Sefer Iyov, this is what Yomar says, it's a marshal. The Alach is kind of a story in the Gemara. If you have a right to write a story of Iyov, you certainly have a right to tell a story of a marshal. And the Gemara too, which is a good marker for Chassidus Shemai Torah.
Is that apocalyptic or apocalyptic?
No, apocalyptic. Apocrypha is apocrypha is a different word. People come up with these. Oh, you mean in the story over here? No, you're right. It's not apocalyptic. You're 100% right. That's 2 days in a row, Moshe Baruch. Tomorrow you're going to have to say the daf.
I'm not taking any chances.
Or at least buy me ice cream.
Done, even without it.
Okay. Omer Chia Bar Av, Omer Yochanan. Kol ha-more alacha b'fnei rabo, ra'ui la-hakishon nachash. If someone is more alacha b'fnei rabo, that's tamachi of Misa. He deserves to be bitten by a poisonous snake. Shenema v'yan el Yehu ben Berachel abuzi v'yomar. Tzair ani li'amim, al-kein, it's interesting, we use this al-kein zachalti, we use this in the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, when somebody's afraid to open his mouth. So he says, Eliyahu ben Berachel says, you know, who am I to speak in front of all you great men? We're just talking about Yod. Who am I to speak in front of all you great men? Therefore, I'm zachalti, which is an ad lashon. He says, v'ira mechavot dati, I don't want to say anything here. And the lashon zachalti connects to chamat zochalei afar. So chamat zochalei afar is sinuous snakes that are poisonous. Apparently, and zachalti is a remnant. If I open my mouth in front of a gedolim like you, I fear being bitten. Some compare the din of the sreifa of Nadav Avil that we just said was because of Nei Moshe to a snake, because we always call it saraf. Saraf means that the snake burns. We look at poison as burning through your inside. So that the sreifa of Nadav Avil is also a type of zichul. But I mean, there's no question that it relates to those tefillas relate to the death of Nadav Avil. Bichlal, the alcohol of the Avodah of Yom Kippurim is connected to the death of Nadav Avil. The Kavanah is connected to that. Someone who doesn't have the Shnei Asirim is supposed to read the Parsha of Achrimos, Shnei Bnei Aaron. But our king zichalti is just a beautiful. It has a Shliach Tzibur. You're more aware of it than the tefillas. Yeah, but then it's I will become given over to the Zochel. I became a Zohel.
Yeah. So
that's not, I've been given over to the snake. Oh, man. Z'iri Yomar, Rabbi Chanina. It's worse than that. He's called a Chote. Sh'nemar b'libit safanti. Dovra Melech talks about the Divrei Torah has b'libit safanti imrasef. I held your words in my heart. L'man lo echetelach. So that I shouldn't sin. What's the pshat? I held it in my heart. What, you can't say it? So Rav Amnuna took that pasuk and he showed it to be a contradiction. Rami, on the one hand, David HaMelech says, Billy beats a fanti imratecha. And yet, on the other hand, he says the opposite. He says, Bisarti tzedek b'kahal rav, inei svatai lo echlo. I don't keep my lips from moving. I speak aloud and tell everybody, Dinei Torah, lo kash. Therefore, the way to understand David HaMelech is that he's pointing out two different anhagas. Kan bizman she'ira ha'yairi kayam. Kan bizman she'in ira ha'yairi kayam. Depends whether his Rebbe Ira HaYairi, who about whom is said, Ira HaYairi Haya Kohen LeDavid, Kohen meaning that he was his guide, his spiritual guide, his master. Memela, as long as Ira was alive, he wouldn't, chas v'shalom, speak to others, divrei Torah in front of Ira. But afterwards, I never controlled my lips under any circumstances to say over halach and divrei Torah. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zav, another interesting remez in that pasuk is that kol hanotin matnotav laKohen Echad, mevi ra'av la'olam. If somebody gives all of the matanot that he is b'chuyuf to a single kohen, he brings hunger to the world. Shenemar ira hayoiri haya kohen leDavid. So first of all, what is that? What do you mean haya kohen leDavid? LeDavid haya kohen. What to kolei amalo haya kohen? I mean, either he's a kohen or he's not a kohen. How do you become a kohen to David? Ela, it means that he accepted a special relationship with David. I'm the personal kohen, so to speak, of David, and David sent him all of his matanot. Shari b'shagelo matanotot. And what do we find immediately afterwards? Vayirav v'mei David. So apparently these two things, the next parsha begins with the ra'av. Because he accepts that when somebody's Mera Allah b'fnei Rabbi, he loses his own chashivut. Where do we see this? Shenemar. Vayomer Elazar HaKohen Elan Shei HaTzava. So here, Elazar HaKohen was very careful when everybody came back from the war with Midian. He was very careful to say, Zot Chukat HaTorah Shetziva Hashem Et Moshe. And then he starts telling him over the dinim of the Diolakon, that they have to be the various Kalim that they're bringing back from Midian. And he says it over the name of Moshe. He didn't say it by for himself. So Hafagav Yomerlo, even though he said very clearly in that pasuk, Zot Chukat HaTorah Shetziva Hashem Et Moshe, meaning, my uncle got this commandment, not me. Not taking any credit for myself. Nonetheless, he was punished. Where was he punished? Because on the one hand, we know that there was a havtacha that Elazar HaKohen would stand, Yoshua would stand in front of him, v'sha'alo b'mishpat ha'olim b'fnei Hashem. The nevius was that Yoshua will utilize the Urim v'Tumim that will be in the hands of Elazar after the death of Moshe, and he will speak. He will speak to Elazar and ask him what to do, and Elazar will tell him, Al Pi Hashem. And what's interesting is, throughout Yoshua's entire life, there's nowhere in Sefer Yoshua that we find a single example of that ever happened. Never since Yoshua went to Elazar. It's such a big deal that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying over B'chayav that he's going to be angry in front of it. Must be because of his mice. Since he took Chashivut for himself in giving over the din of Giulei Akum, he never said it in Moshe's name, but he acted. Therefore, he didn't get this covet that Yoshua should need him. Well, Ashkech Anitzich LeYoshua, in historical point of fact, we don't find that Yoshua used it. Omer Reb Levi called the motive Milaka Mirabei Azilish Ol Below Vlad. Anybody that is Mora Halacha, motive means the answer. Somebody asks a question and he answers the Dvar Halacha, goes into the grave without a child. Shinema, Vayan Yoshua ben Nun Misharet Moshe Mi Bachoral, Vayomer, and he says, Adoni Moshe Kilaim. So this is it's his Talmud, and he says, Moshe, you should get rid of these guys. This is the story of Eldad and Medad, that they're going around saying that Moshe is going to die. So do something. Who asked him to talk up in front of Moshe? He's telling him, giving Moshe orders. You should get rid of these guys. What are you telling me? Get rid of these guys. And indeed, we find that in the series of Dor after Dor, as reported in Divrei Hayomim, the Dorot end at Yoshua. It says, Nun Beno, Yoshua Beno, and it stops there. There's nothing after Yoshua. Complete the Rav Abba Bar Papa. This is not, however, the way Rav Abba Bar Papa understands Yoshua's history. The Yom Rav Abba Bar Papa, lo ne'enash Yoshua, lo bishvil should be tell at Yisrael, laila echad mipir yavariv. Yoshua's punishment was because he caused all of Klal Yisrael to not be osik in reproduction for an entire night, because of which he lost his reproductive bracha. Shenema, vayi be'yot Yoshua b'yiricho, vayisai na vayar. Here, the famous story, Yoshua goes out, and he's fighting in Yericho. At night, of course, the battle does not go on. He doesn't put the Orin back in the Mishkan. He doesn't get everybody together, sit down to open a yeshiva for the night. And instead, whatever, they go to sleep. They're waiting outside Yericho for tomorrow's job. All of a sudden, he sees the image of this frightening apparition with a sword in his hand. So he says, Halonu atal l'tzareinu. Are you one of ours? Or you represent maybe the Malach of the Kenani? So the Malach answers, Ani sar tzva Hashem ha'papa. I'm God's general. What do you call today? Sarat Zalah, the in English. No. Sarat Zalah is more than that. It's the commander in chief. Chief of staff. And I've come now. Meaning there was a reason I should have come before, but now I can't take it anymore. That's why Karboshu Fabiado. So, Amarlo, what's the now? Look, it's getting out of hand. Emesh Bitaltam Tamit Shabbat. Yesterday, you were too busy taking the Aron out to war to bring the carbon Tamit. No, Leila, I didn't come. And Akshav Bitaltam Tamut Tera. Now I understand what the guy's doing. They're playing chess here at night. So, Yeshua said, Alayzim. So which one really got under your meaning? Which one made you angry? Note, I came now. This I couldn't take anymore. Miyad, therefore we find, this is Miyad meaning the next word by Mechemet Ha'ai, there we find Vayelach Yoshua Balailahu Betocha Emet. The Omer Rebbe Yochanan, the truth is, there's two psukim that is brought here, and if anybody remembers, every time this is brought, it's Vayolan Yoshua, not Vayelach Yoshua. The other sukkah is put two psukim together, there's two consecutive psukim. There's Vayolan Yoshua Betocha Am, and there's Vayelach Yoshua Betocha Emet. The Girsa, wherever the sukkah is brought, is Vayolan Yoshua Betocha Emet. Which is a combination. So, Melamed Shalom Omka Shal Torah or Omka Shal Halacha. This teaches us, if we put it together, that Betoch Ha'am, he was Lan Betoch Halacha. So, in other words, he created the yeshiva and everybody sat together and they were Esek B'Teira as a response to the Sar Tzva Hashem. Now, the thing, as far as our sugya is concerned, is that we have a Kabbalah. What you can learn, and this is Rav Abba Bar Papa's understanding, even though that's not what the sugya talks about, and that's not what the Sar Tzva Hashem talks about, but the point is that because Yoshua did not put the Orin back, no one was allowed to engage in sexual relations. Why is that? Because the Orin and the Mokom HaShechina is basically the bedroom of Klal Yisrael. So if the Orin is not in its place, it's prohibited for any... Sorry? So it's prohibited for any individual to have the type of relations that the nation is now prevented from having, so to speak. And therefore, he damaged the reproduction of Klal Yisrael. Because of that, he too was damaged. That's Rav Abba Bar Papa, which is different than the shaila of whether he was Mer Halacha Bifnei Rabbi by being really a Kanoi, the covenant of Israel. No, over here they took the Aron. That was the problem. There's all kinds of places.
So is the Aron out of Jerusalem, or is it
When it's not where it's where there's a Beis Hamikdash, and the Aron isn't in its place. Right?
Is there any parallel with the passing Aron? I don't know
if you're about that. No, saying it's falling. It's different in the condition. Omer of Shmuel. There's a very interesting Tosfos over here, in which Tosfos asks, how could David HaMelech have told Uriah Achiti to go sleep with his wife if they were in the middle of the war and the other was Mishalom and Lakomo? So Uriah would have thought that he's crazy. Uriah wouldn't have been able to say it. That's the Adoni, Adoni Yolab and so on. So his taina is only, he says to David, what do you mean? Everybody's out on the field and I should go sleep with my wife. You're crazy. Why doesn't he just say it? What's the matter with you? It's Usher. That way would have made more sense. So here is the question, what Arayim was Shalom and Lakomo? Because we know that there were two Aronot. There was the Aron that was made for the actual Luchais, and there was the Aron that they would take out to war. And Moshe Rabbeinu had initially made an Aron before there was an Aron. As he says, there's something about Aron. So normally to go out to war, you don't take it to war. The question of whether one of these, whether they had separated, so Machlokas, whether they had separated Luchas HaRishani from Luchas HaRishani from the Shivrei Luchas, and so on. But Lechora, what's the connection to what's going on over here? What happened by Melchemes Yoshua? Did they go out and do what the Melchemes HaPlishtim ended up causing the disaster of the capture of the Aron? The Plishtim said this never happened before. If they would take the Aron, the Melchama always, wouldn't they? Why would the Plishtim all, ooh, Elohim has come to the war? They were terrified, right? That was their reaction. Do something, Plishtim. So apparently there was something that was absolutely unique, but normally that wouldn't have been what happened. How did this happen over here? I think this article is like. Okay, but that's the only time that we're talking about that it would be us, not where there is an Aron in the Melchama. In any event, so we have two explanations of Yoshua, either that he was Mevatel Tashmish Shanita for a Lila, or that he was Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi in terms of the Kilei. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Inyam Shvei Derav, Godol Talmud Torah Yoter Mi'akravat Tamidim. From here we see that it's more important to be a learning Torah than bringing a carbon Tamid, because when Yoshua asked the Malach Tzar Tzva Hashem, what really got you upset? He said, Atabat, I'm coming for this one, not as a series. Now it's which one? Because Yoshua understood that he was being Mechalik in his mind by saying Atabat. In other words, now I've come, isn't it? Now you've come, or for now you've come. Omer of Gunamarat, Kol Hayashen Bekilah, Sheish Vishto Shurimba, Allah Hakatuv Omer, Nishe Ami. Somebody who sleeps in a bedroom where a married couple is sleeping, because of which they will not engage in marital relations, that is the equivalent, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that the women of my people you throw out of the house where they have their pleasures. What does that mean? They are not in their bedroom. So that means that you are responsible for their being unable to have their relation. The Omer of Yisrael, Afilo b'ishto nida. This is not said dafke where sex is permitted, but even if the woman is Nida, there's nonetheless a certain level of intimacy and conversations and connection. And you're going to have people there in the room, and there's no intimacy. You're making this a public place. No, on the contrary, I mean, at least this way they won't get into trouble. Valori, that's absolutely wrong. We need this guy to make sure that they don't sleep with each other, which is Nida, and until today, who's been taking care of them? That's not considered to be a mila, that somebody should be there to prevent a woman who's Nida from having sex with her husband, whoever it is. Barista. There was this famous guy who was a goy, Lachman Barista, and he lived in a mavui with other Jews. Omrule, so they wanted to be able to carry the mavui. They wanted to buy the rishus. These rishus in the mavui. They said, Ogolan Rishutcha, would you please rent us out in this formal rental the rishus? Lo Ogolan. He refused to have anything to do with it. So what are they going to do? He said, can't carry out into the mavui. How are they going to manage this? So they came to a bay. Onto Omrule La Bay. So Bay said, listen, I have a very good idea. There's a way to get around this. Zilu Bitil Batila Rishut. What you should all do is be mevatel your own rishuyot to one person, so that now you all become one family. Technically, once you become one family, since we passed like Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov, there's only one Jew in the chazan. You don't need to worry about the presence of the goy. So there, well, listen. And the yachid, the malkum nafri, lo aser. We passed like Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov. What's the problem? The old svar is only because it's not normal for one Jew to live. I mean, here you got 136 Jews, and you tell me since technically they're one Jew, we don't have to be zera. I mean, what's that all about? Halakha diary. Bottom line is, there's all these families. I mean, why wouldn't there be a gezeira l'kulei alma of not being able to carry if there's a number of Jews living with that guy? Amar lahu, so Abaya said to them, don't be so smart. The point is that changing the situation by creating a mechanism in which we view you all as one, the reality is that's the mechanism. So you're going to say, but since Lamaisa, the Chachomim were clearly geyser in ways that dealt with each situation, this is a situation that is just as dangerous? No. Because this situation, says Abaya, is just as unlikely. It's not likely to have a single Jew living with a goy, and it's not likely to get 136 Jews together to be mevata the rishus either. Believe me. And therefore, the Chachomim were not geyser. People are not mevata rishus. That's certainly not a norm. Also, Ravuna Breger of Yeshua. Ravuna Breger of Yeshua went and told Rav, this is a tremendous chap what Abaya did over here. I mean, man, oh man, if you can do this, you can do anything. I mean, there's a way around anything. That's what it sounds like. So he went and told Rav what Abaya did. Omar Lay, so Rava said, Seem can't be taught the Torah at the roof. I understand. You're going to start playing around these kind of games? I mean, we might as well throw out the dinner of the roof. These guys will never be Isaac. Why would we bother making an Eruv? We'll just go through the motions. At least, I mean, Neoto Mavui, no? No. The Ma'arve. They do the Eruv anyway, but Bayat didn't say don't do the Eruv. He said do the Eruv. But Lamaisa be Mavato. The Ma'arve says, well, it's even worse. So then Yomro Eruv Moyo B'Makom Nosrin. Then people will say, oh, look, they do an Eruv even though they're going there. And they're relying on the Eruv. They don't know they're relying on the Bittur Shus. That's called a Takana by you. No. I forgot to mention the Machrizen. See, they put up signs all over. By the way, we are not really. You can just imagine. Says Rav, oh, you're Machrizen. I suppose all the little kids that gave a read in the chutzah, they're going to grow up remembering the chap of the longest of Abaya. All they're going to know is either that we don't need an Arab, or that you can make an Arab with a guy. But there's no way they're going to know about your notices. So that's not going to help. No, says Rav, too smart. Very neat, but no good. What to do is, I got a better idea. Maybe we should wait already till tomorrow. That's a pretty big sugya already. Okay, we'll do this thing. Let's just do our fast chazer. Sama Gimel. Omar Rav. So remember, Rabban Chosit, a sakin lenavshi. Ravina Hitler lemakuza. I switch position. A sakin of the kamachli. Omar, excuse me. Zilam Tayelu Rav, not to me. Omar Lei, lo savale mar hadi Omar Rav. So remember, Rabban Chosit lenavshi. Omar Lei, ana mizvan zvina this mida. I enshechted it for myself. Rav Yelazar, my hagruni of Rav Abba, Rav Abba, Rav Abba, Rav Abba, Rav Abba, in the town of Rav Abba, Rav Abba, so Rav Abba, Rav Abba, wanted to make an igla tilta. I had a sakin of kamachli, which is yes. Omar Lo, Rav Abba, Rav Abba, how about Rav Acher bar Yaakov? Such an Adam Gadol. Or Marlo, Rav Eliezer, Mei Agrunia. It's not a problem. So in the end, Chazi, Vian. Rav Eliezer, Mei Agrunia. Why is that? Yomer Rav Atzumin Rav Bona Chazin Nafshe. Shani Hatem Dat Chilu Bichvados. It's a zilzul matshor. Vibaydema. Shani Rav Acher bar Yaakov was a very great muflah, both in age and in understanding. Omar Rav, Lafushani Sura. I think Lefanav Shakredom. In fact, Ravina Rav Eliezer came in the Rav Ashi Chazi Bugav to Gasa Lechamri Bitzinat B'Shabbat. Rama Bekalav Lashich. Bei Amalei Lehi. Omar lay now to his Rebbe, ki I gav him in his chazak after kulta. Omar lay no. Ein chokma ve'in tvona ve'in etza neneged Hashem. Kol makom sheish b'chilul Hashem ein chokin kavod rav. Omar rabbi b'fanav asur v'chayav mita. Shelo b'fanav asur ve'in chayav mita. Shelo b'fanav lo. V'atani rabbi Elazar omer bo meitu b'nei Aharon. Ad shahuru alacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. Mai dorshu. V'nadnu b'nei Aharon hakohenim shalom mizbeach. Amru. Af al pi sheish yoredet b'nei Shamayim. Mitzva l'avi esh b'nei Hedyot. V'talmid echad haya lo l'rabbi Eliezer. Indeed, Now that was bifanav. What? Harachot mimeno shalosh parsot tomer. Nu, the time of Shmuel v'shemabim lama. Elo shlo tomer mashal haya. Omre Rabbi Barav, Omre Rabbi Yochanan. Kol amore halacha bifnei rabo ra'ui laki shonachash. Shemem avayam, elu ben b'rav kelabuzi v'yam etzikir ani liyamim. Al kein zechalti. Uchtivim chamat zocha leyafar. Zi'iri Omre Rabbi Chanina, nikra chutei. Shemar bilibi tzafanti imratecha, leman lo echtelach. On the one hand, k'tiv bilibi tzafanti imratecha. On the other hand, k'tiv bisarti tzedek b'kahal rab. V'kashe kam bizman she'ira hayo yirika yam, kam bizman she'in yira hayo yirika yam. Omer baba bazav lekol anotei matu notav lekoen akad bedira av lolam shnema, yira hayo yirika yakoen le David. What does that mean? Le David u David koen, what? Kuli yama lo? Ela, shaya meshager lo David matu notav. V'khtiv batwe v'yira av v'medavim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Emor ha'alacha Omer ginat ha'megnulato. Shneva v'yomer elazarak v'yomer she'atzava zot kukat ha'tora she'tziva Moshe, ha'tziva Hashem et Moshe. He said, af, agav, the Omer hu lachi ha'ba tziva, oti lo tziva. Nonetheless, afilo achi yanish tachtiv, v'lifnei elazarak v'yomer yamod, and all the years of Yoshua lo ashkechan, v'yitzich le'Yoshua. Omer ha'lady, kol v'motik mila, k'nei rabbi, Avil Yisrael below the light. Shneema, Vayan Yosha ben Misharet Moshe mibachurav vayomar. I keep saying that mibachurav vayomar. Adoni Moshe kila'em uchtim nun beno Yoshua beno. This attribution of the ownership of Yoshua to kila'em is pligged to Rabba Bar Papa. Yom Rabba Bar Papa lo ne'anash Yoshua. Ela b'shvil she bitelet Yisrael laila achat bipiryav rivya. Shneema vayi beyot Yoshua biyericho. Vayisai na vayar uchti vayomer kan yisar tzva Hashem atabati. Amar lo. Emish bitalt mitamit shosh. עכשיו ביטלתם תלמוד תורה. אמר לו יהושע, לאיזה מהם באת? אמר לו, את עבדתי מיד, וידע יהושע בלילה ההוא בתוך העמק. יום רבי אוכלם, הלמיד שהלך בעומקה של הלכה. וגמירים, back to our subject, וכל זמן שאהרון ושכינה שורים שלא במקומם, אסורים בתשמיש המיטה. אומרים שהוא אמר עניין משמעי לרב, גודל תלמוד תורה יותר מהקרבת תמידים, וסיף אמיר. יום עלי, את עבדתי. אומר רב לון אמר רב כל הישן בקילה שיש ושתו שרויין בה עליו הכתוב אומר נשי עמי תגורשן מבית תענוגיה ויום רבי יוסף אפילו בישתו נידע רב אומר לא אם ישתו נידע היא תבוא עליו ברכה ולא היא דיאר היית מה נאטר הוא מבוא דוד היה ללחמן בריסטק אומר לי אוגר לנו שותך לא אוגר לנו אל תבוא אומר לי לבא היא אמר לו ולסן זילו בטילו ושתייך לגבי חד אבל יוכי במקום נחרי יוכי במקום נחרי ופסקים לא עצר אמר לו, מידי, ותאי מלד ראש שקיע כדיירי? אוכל כדיירי. אמר לו, believe me that כל בטולי רשותי אגב אחד is also מילדר לא שכיחי. ומילדר לא שכיחי, לא גזר ברבון. אז רבו לברדר וישור אמר בשמי צפי דרובה, אמר לו, אם כן ביטלת תורת הירוק אותו מבוי. לא, זה מערבי. נו, in a words, יום לא עיר ומוי על המקום נחרי, ומחריז את זה. To who? The 2-year-olds? אחרזק על הדרדקי? To be continued. I suggest that we do this Tosfos because it's so lovely. It brings it so many fascinating discussions. If you have to have a moment, we should read Kol Zman She'aron V'Shechinah Shelo B'Mekomah. Take us 2 minutes. So Tena Lari, Gabi Yumta Shel Uri Achiti, Haya Aron Shelo B'Mekomah. By Uri Achiti, it says, Aron Yisrael Yehuda Yoshvin B'Sukkot. And he throws in the words, Adoni Yoav Bavdei Adoni, Al Pnei HaSedeh Chonim, V'ani Elek V'Shkav Im Ishti, D'mash V'Shayu Achirim Mutarim B'tash V'Shamita, Ela Shuri Yachite Amakmi Al Atzmo, V'Shayu Yisrael B'Tzara, they're in the middle of the war, and he felt it was improper. But he certainly doesn't say it's Osir because the Yoron is there, even though he mentions the Yoron is there. If the Yoron would have been a Psak, that's all he should have said. The Yoron is out there, I can't go home. The other comment like David, Reit Lebeit Chah, and it wasn't proper yet. The old coming of the parak chaylai to Gabi David, shafach mishkavo shalayla le mishkavo shal yom, v'nidalman imen olach hazo, mashva balayla yamutar. Over there it says that even though he was currently, it was the middle of the war, and it says that David HaMelech used to go and have sex a dozen times a day in order to avoid the problem that Kodesh Baruch Hu warned him, you're going to be in big trouble, and it's going to be a sexual nisoyan, and so he thought that would be the best way to avoid it. The Omari, the Shnei Aronotai, Echad Shebo Shivrei Aluchot Menachim. There was 2 Aronot. One had the Shivrei Aluchot, not Luchot. And that Aron, that was the one Ayu Melechim Ben Yilchamot, Kinitani B'Sifri V'Aron, Brit Asher Nosei Lifneim. This is Yomam, to tell me, Zer Sheyotzi Yimayim B'Machaneh. That was an Aron that Moshe made himself, that was made out of wood, wasn't made out of gold, and that was the one Balot Olesinai, Kirchtid, Beluchot Achronot, B'Mishne Tera, Asita Lecha Aron, 8, ותחילה שם בו גם לוחות האחרונות, כתכתיב ועשים את הלוחות בארון אשר עשיתי, until afterwards, עד שנעשה ארון של זהב שעשה בצלאל, so when he came down from הר סיני with the לוחות האחרונים, he put them into this personally made ארון, Then, that's Yom HaKippurim. Motzar Yom HaKippurim, they started with the Melechat HaMishkan. They didn't finish the new Aron that Bezalel made until way afterwards. So in between, there was that Aron. Then they took the new Lukot out of the Aron 8, and they put it into the Aron that he made. Kirektiv v'natat el Aron et ha'idut asher etein elecha. V'chinasa, that it says in Vayakel. U'be'ahu ayre hacha, that's the Aron, the real Aron of Bezalel, but that Arayim was not what was normally taken out. That we see from the Plishtim's response in Shiloh. The Plishtim themselves said, oh my God, what's going to be with us now? They're bringing out the heavy artillery. So they used to bring out only this Aron Eitz. Now they got this thing here with it. They're gold and they're Raiders of the Lost Ark. And the last time we watched the movie, everybody dropped dead. We're in big trouble. The ask shalichu lako over there enochinami, they were punished for taking out the Aron and it was captured by the Plishtim, and because of that galut they lost Shiloh and it became a zman of galut. Kinefarsh Rashi Hata. So then you'll ask, why was it with them in Melchemet Yoshua? The Melchemet Yoshua was al pi adibur ayal zeakol. That was all part of what was told to Yoshua to go around the Chomad, to blow the trumpets, the shofars, and so on. That was all part of a special tzivu. It was all Rat Shah. It wasn't a normal war. What about the Gemara Baba Basra, where we say over there, Ein Baron Rak, and we learn out from there, Malamit Shaluchot Vishivrei Luchot, Munachim Baron. So why does it say the Shivrei Luchot were in the Aron, Aino the Aron Shasab Itzalel, Kidamash Mahatam? Zeh Ayah Beit Olamim. This is only when they built the Beit HaMikdash. Then things changed. That was written by Beit Olamim to Bishlomo Ktiv Haikra. That was written only at the time of Shlomo. Va'afil Olamam Dorish Ma'asher Shibarta. Remember, there were two ways of darshaning. One man the Omer darshaned it from the Ein Baron Rak, and the other one darshaned it from the Asher Shibarta, putting it together with the Smichut to V'samtem Ba'aron. In other words, Asher Shibarta also Samtem Ba'aron, which is Ma'asher, put the Shiva Luchas in the same Aron. Haino Bibinyan Habayit. Over there, Samtem Baron means that they should be Munachum, they should be there. Munachet HaDeyat. But during the period of the Mishkan, when they were moving, they had two different things. The moving Aron, which was part of the Mishkan, and the Aron that was part of war. Yushami, Kapluk, have prepared Mishuach Bukhama. Actually, that's in the Bavli, which is Darshan from two different places. But in Yushami, there was actually a machlokus about whether Bichlal we ever took it out of the Aron. The Yesh Mishomin Aron Echad Haya. If the Kamar Hatam promised Hayel and Rabbi Yehuda appears, the Rabbi Yehuda says there were Shnei Aronot, because Yisroel Yoshvim B'Sukkot, and the Aron was B'Tzion. Okay, what did the Rabbanan do that say Aron Echad Haya? El Shaya B'Kiroi, actually, Lo Nivna Beit HaBikira. Appears B'Sukkot to Kamrina. When it says the Aron was B'Sukkot, it doesn't mean that they took it to war, the real Aron. Lo Shaya Imayim B'Milchama. Meaning, it was in a garage, it was in a house, but they put a nice, a paneling on the walls. But it wasn't in a place of the, it was chol, it was a secular. She'eno Beit HaMikdash. Va'afal pi shebekach lo ayu ne'esarim b'tashmish hamitah. Even though there was no iser of tashmish hamitah, if there's no bayit where the Aron is supposed to be munach, and the truth is, v'gam uri ha'atzmo, that didn't bother him. In other words, the Aron is not in the Mikdash, didn't bother him. Why did he mention it? Why did he say the Aron Brit Hashem? He says to David, the Aron Brit Hashem is out there. So then why is that part of the issue? Because he was being machmer because of two things together. He held, the Aron is not in its book, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And furthermore, Adonai Yoav is up Le'asadeh. Because of that, Kivadi Katartil Reyesa, that Yisrael was Bebelchama Yashvim Ben Sukkot, and Aaron is Eno Bemigdash. That's what he was telling David. He feels it's inappropriate, but he wasn't saying that he held it's awesome. The Ehabi Garz Birushami, Shaya Shalom Bikirui. If you would understand the Rishami to be saying not it was Bikirui, but rather the other Girsa. The first Girsa is Mashma Kirui, Kirui Shalchol. The second Girsa would be very simple. Shalom Bikirui means not with a wall, meaning not in the Beit HaMikdash, Ela b'tocha yiriya. So instead, it was in a mishkan, then it would be better. I'm stretching it a bit, sisters, to say that that's the meaning of kiruy. Would have been better to say it's not in the building. But lamaisa the yisod is this: if the Aron is in the Beis HaMikdash and then it's taken out, so first of all, that's an aveira; it's not normally done. And so, if such a thing would happen, then enochinami would be also in the tzadatin. to sleep with a woman. If there's a makom where it's supposed to be, like in the time of Yeshua, and you take it out of Piyat Dibur, and you don't put it back in, so then it remains usher to sleep with someone. Now, what happened at the time of Uriah? It's true he mentions that the Aron was besukot, but that doesn't mean that it was being taken out. Aron besukot means we don't have a makom for the Aron. Since we don't have a makom for the Aron, means it's still intense. That's the trap. So since we don't have a makom for the Aron, it's almost as if it should have been a koma. That's what he's saying. And therefore, it's inappropriate. Put that together with the fact that Yisrael is in war with Tzav. Adoni Yoav is out on the field. It's just outrageous. I should go back home and be a playboy for the night and then come back to the war. It's crazy. It's not the way life goes. Which, of course, is extremely insulting to David. Makes him sound like an idiot, which is why he's like a myriad. But that was his kind of... Okay, it's, that was a beautiful historical background.
That is one of the things that the Gemara said.
Sure, listen, I mean, when you hear the way he's saying it, it's outrageous. Amara, Sur Mimirabon Chosit, a sakin lenafshi, Ravina Hikla Lamukuza, Isush Pazikne, Sakina the Kamakli, Amale, excuse me, Zilan Tayel Rabba, not to me. Amale, Lo Savale, Marhadi, Amarava, Sur Mimirabon Chosit Lenafshi, Amale, Anna Mizvan Zvina, this meat, I enchanted it for myself. Rabbi Elazar, Mahaguni of Ravava, Ravaka, Bartach, Lifa, Iklulave, Ravaka, Ravika, in the town of Ravaka Bar Yaakov. So Ravaka Bereda Ravika wanted to make an Igla Tilta. I to Sakina Kamachba, with his guest. Amalu Ravaka Bar Tachlifa. Wait a minute. Lalechishle Lasaba. How about Ravaka Bar Yaakov? Such an Adam Gono. Amalu Rabbi Eliezer. Me Agrunia. It's not a problem. Alki Amarova. Tzumim Rabbona Fasim and Afshe. So in the end, Chazi, Vian, Shriva Lazar Medgar. Aye, why is that? Vyama Rava Tsumin Rabana Khatsun Nafshe. Shani Hatam Dat Hilo Bikhwadot, it's a zilzul not shelter. Vibai Dema, Shani Rabaka Bayaka was a very great muflah, both in age and in understanding. Omar Rava, La Fushani Sura, Fibra Fanaf Shakadon. In fact, Ravina Abu Yazaka made the Ravashi Khazi Bugav to Gasale Khabri Bitsinat Bashabata. Roma Bekalabal Ashkh Bayamala Lahavi Agavra Bashamta. Omar lay now to his Rebbe, ki I gab them, he mischazik after kuta. Omar lay, no. Ein chokma, vein tvuna, vein yitza, neneged Hashem. Kol makom, sheish bachilol Hashem, ein chokin kavod dobra. Omar rabbi befanav asur v'chayav mita, shalom befanav asur v'ein chayav mita. V'shalom befanav lo, v'atani rabbi lazer omer lo meitu b'nei Aharon, ad shahuru alacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban, my dorshu, v'natru v'nei Aharon ha-koine shalom mizveach, amru, אף על פי שאיש ירדת מן השמיים, מצווה להביא אש מן ההדיות. ותלמיד אחד היה לו לרבי אליעזר, שהורה הלכה בפניו, ואמר רבי אליעזר, ממשל המשתו, תמיה אני אם יוציא זה שנתו, ונדיד, לא יוציא שנתו, אמר לו, נביא אתה. אמר לו, לא נביא אנוכי, ולא בן נביא אנוכי. אלא כך מקובלני כל המורה הלכה בפני רבו, חייב מיתה. ויום הרב הבא חנה אמר רבי יוחנן, אותו תלמיד יהודה בן גורי ישמו, והיה רחוק ממנו שלוש פרסאות. No, that was בפניו. What? הרחוק ממנו שלוש פרסאות, הוא אמר. נו, ואותיים את שמו ושם אביו, למה? אלא שלא תאמר, משל היה. אמר רבי יבא רב, אמר רבי יוחנן, כל המורה הלכה בפני רבו, ראוי לה כשון החש, שנאמר ויאן, אליהו בן ברק אל הבוזי, ויאמר צעיר אני לימים, על כן זכרתי, וכתיב עם חמת זוכה ליפר. זעירי אומר רבי חנינא, נקרא חוטי, שאמר בליבי צפנתי אמרתך, למען לא אחטא לך. רב אמרנו לנו, on the one hand, כתיב בליבי צפנתי אמרתך, on the other hand, כתיב בישרתי צדק בקהל רב, וכאשר שכאן בזמן שאירה היה עירי קיים, כאן בזמן שאין עירה היה עירי קיים. אומר בבא וזהב לכל הנותם עתו נותב לכהן אחד מדירה עד לא עולם שנאמר, עירה היה עירי היה כהן לדוד. What does that mean? לדוד הוא דוד כהן, what? כולי אמר לא. אלא שהיה משגר לו דוד מתנותיו, וכתיב בת רבע, היא רעה במי דוד. רבי אליעזר אומר, אמור ההלכה אמור הבין אותו מגדולתו. שנאמר ביאמר אלעזר הכהן שהצבא זו חוקת התורה שציווה משה, הציווה השם את משה. So, af, agav, the omar, ulachi, abad, tziva, oti, lo, tziva. Nonetheless, afi, lo, achi, anish, tachib, vilifnei, alazara, kohen, yamod, and all the years of Yoshua, lo, ashkechan, vitzuch, le, Yoshua. Omer, ablevi, kol, dem, motif, mila, kame, rabei, azil, isho, belo, vlad, shenema, vayan, Yoshua, bin, nun, misharet, Moshe, mi, bachurav, vayomar, I keep saying that, mi, bachurav, vayomar, aduni, Moshe, kilaim, uchtim, nun, beno, Yoshua, beno. This attribution of the onus of Yoshua to Klaim is pligged to Rabba Bar Papa. Yomer, but about Papa, lo ne'anash Yoshua, elo b'shvil shebitelet Yisrael laila achat b'piryah v'rivyah, shenema v'ayi b'yot Yoshua b'yericho, v'yisa ina v'yar, chtiva yomer, kan yisar tzva Hashem, ata bati, amar lo, emish b'italtum tamit shos ben arbaim, akshav b'italtum tamut Torah, amar lo Yoshua, leiz me'em bat, amar lo, ata bati, miyad, v'yelav Yoshua b'laila ahu b'toch ha'emet, Yom Rabbi Yochanan Malamit Shalach Beumka Shalalacha Ugmirin. Back to our sugya. The Kozman Shaaron Ushkina Shurim Shlo Bimkoman Asurim B'Tashmish Hamita. Omrim Shmo Barim Yemish Meir Rav Godol Tamut Torah Yot Meakravat Tamidim. We see from here. The Yom Alay Atabati. Omrim Bruno Marav Kol Yashin Bekilashish Vishto Shruin Ba. Allah Vakatuv Omer Nishay Ami Degorashun Mibeitanu Gea. ויום רבי יוסף אפילו באשתו נידה, רב אומר, לא, אם אשתו נידה היא תבוא עליו ברכה, ולא היא, דיאר, היית מה נאטרי? הוא מבוא, דוד היה בלחמן בריסטק, אומר לי, אוגר לנשותך? לא אוגר לו. אל טוב, אומר לי, לבאי, אמר לו, listen, זילו בטילו רשותך לגב אחד, אבל יוחד במקום נחרי, יוחד במקום נחרי, ופסקין לו עשר. אמר לו, מידי, יותיים, אלא לא שתייה כדיירי? אוכל כדיירי. אמר לו, believe me that כל בטולי רשותי אגב אחד is also מילטון לא שכיחי. ומילטון לא שכיחה לא גוזר ברבונה. אז רבו לברדר וישור אמר לשמייץ כבי דרובה, אמר לו, אם כן ביטל את התורת לירוב ואותו מבוי. לא, זה מערבי. נו, in a words, יום לא עיר ומויו במקום נפרי, במחריז את זה. To whom? The 2-year-olds? אך וזאת הלדר לכן? To be continued. I suggest that we...